This is one sentence. Johnny was angry. He cashed his paycheck and went to the sporting goods store. He bought a Super Soaker squirt gun and drove home thinking, those raccoons are going to pay. Then they'll find some other guy's garbage cans to mess with. Now here it is, broken up into smaller sentences and trimmed down a little too. Johnny was angry. He cashed his paycheck and drove to the sporting goods store. He bought a Super Soaker squirt gun. Then he drove home thinking, those raccoons are going to pay. The first passage is a run-on sentence, also called a fused sentence. A run-on sentence, to quote Garner's Modern American Usage, is one that does not stop where it should. A run-on sentence contains numerous distinct ideas that could stand on their own as sentences. Indeed, they're structured as independent clauses, which grammatically could be sentences. But for some reason, the writer chose to fuse them together. Perhaps the writer was unsure about punctuation. Perhaps he just didn't take the time to think about what he wanted to say. Either way, the reader suffers. Comparing these two passages, it's clear that the one idea to a sentence concept can be very helpful. No, it is not law. You can absolutely put more than one idea in a sentence. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Cormac McCarthy does it all the time, but he does so with skill. And skill begins with understanding the wisdom of the one idea to a sentence principle. It's a good place to start, even if you don't stay there. And for the novice writer, it can be a lifesaver. A run-on sentence differs only slightly from the comma splice. A run-on sentence usually uses conjunctions like and or adverbs in place of conjunctions, for example, therefore, to glue ideas together. A comma splice instead just uses a comma. I'm going to the mall, comma, I want to buy some shoes. While run-on sentences are sometimes subject to debate, comma splices are not. There's no justification for connecting these two ideas with just a comma. A semicolon could do the job, but breaking up the sentence would be your best bet. I'm going to the mall, period. I need to buy some shoes. Of course, there's a limit to how much you can cut a sentence down. Chop out too much and you end up with what's called a fragment. A sentence fragment is really just an incomplete sentence. To avoid these, just remember that every sentence needs a subject and a verb to be complete. Sentence fragments usually occur when a writer puts a period after a main clause, not realizing that the stuff that comes after the main clause can't stand on its own as a sentence. For example, Johnny went after the raccoons because they got into his garbage is a complete sentence. But if you try to cut that sentence in two, you end up with one sentence and one fragment. Johnny went after the raccoons, period. Because they got into his garbage, period. That second one is really a dependent clause, which cannot stand on its own as a sentence. But because it's punctuated as if it were a sentence, it's considered a fragment. As with so many other things in writing, you can tackle run-on sentences, comma splices, and fragments by stopping problems before they arise. Know in advance what you want to say, and before writing, try to distill those ideas to their simplest and clearest forms, so that when they hit the paper, they're simple and clear for your readers as well.